Wir holen das Lamed Test Nummer 11 bei der Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ha mefate noisein shloshe dvorim. The case where a man is mefate means talks a girl into it, living with her, so he has to pay her three things. The yoinis, when a man forces her, then abo, he has to pay four things. Another one. I will explain. Ha mefate, if you talk the girl into living with you, again, when she's a nara and she was a psula, is noisein, you have to pay her boishes upagam. You have to pay the 50 shkolim shol knas. But added to that, you also have to pay the boishes, the embarrassment you gave her. Upagam will soon see how much she's worth less now. Moisef olavainis, there's another thing added in the case where you're ma'anis, where you force the girl you live with her. She noisen esatzar, you have to pay the pain. When you force her, she has pain. So you have to pay her for the pain also. Now the Gemara explained, the Mishnah, ma ben oynes le mafate, what's the difference? Another difference is, that oynes noisen esatzar, that an oynes where you force the girl, you have to pay her for the pain. You give her pain, the Gemara will explain exactly what the pain is. The mafate, when you talk her into it though, ain't a noisen esatzar, then you don't have to pay her for the tzar, for the pain, then she doesn't have pain. Oynes, in the case where you force the girl, noisen miyad. Then the law is you have to pay the chamishim shkolim, the knas, right away. Even though there's a mitzvah of a loisi elisha, there's a mitzvah to marry her. But still, you know, even if you do marry her later, still right now you have to pay the knas. That's the law of an oynis. When you force her, if she's a nara and she's a psula, so true there's a mitzvah to marry her. But even before you marry, you're supposed to pay the knas. The knas is miyad. As soon as you go to Bezdin pastors the chiyib, you have to pay the knas right away. But after the Torah says, if you talk the girl into it, and you live with her, that you have to pay a chamishim shkolim, that's only likashi yoitzi, when you get rid of her. So Gemara explains it means if she doesn't want to marry you. But by mafate, if she does want to marry you, then the law is you get married, and you don't have to pay the kenas. You only have to pay the kenas by mafate when she does not want to marry you. Ho'ines, in the case where you force the girl, shoyse biatisoi. You drink from the same cup that you took. In other words, since you live with her, you forced her, there's a mitzvah now, you have to marry her. Even though you don't want her, still you have to marry her. The Torah says, V'loi silisha, and V'loi yochel eshalchi, you're never supposed to give her a get. Since you amanas her, there's a mitzvah for you to marry her and stay married to her. V'ya mafata, ma'ashen kem, when you just talk the girl into it, then it depends, im rotza lohoitzi moitzi. If you don't want to marry her, or like you want to give her a get, you're allowed to give her a get. By a mafate, there's not a chiyuv, like you don't have to stay married to her. Kate now explains, what does it mean by an oynis? When you force the girl to live with her, that we say like you have to marry her. Kate said, shoysav yatzitzoy. What does it mean that you drink from the same cup? In other words, since you lived with her, you forced her, you have to marry her. That means, afilu hichigeris. Even if she's a lame girl, even if she's blind, even if she has boils all over her body, still you have to marry her. The Torah says, you are supposed to marry her, and you're not allowed to give her a get. But what's going to be, let's say you find out that she does nus, she became a saita, she lived with other men after you live with her, so you found out she did a dvar erva, or else there's a case that you're not allowed to marry her. The Moshe, she's a chayv elavin, so there's a law to marry her. Then enechanami, then we say ain't a rishur lekaimoi. Then you're not allowed to stay married to her. Shenema, the pasuk says for loy seal isha that she should be your wife. So we darshin isha ruyaloi. She has to be your wife. That's fit for you. She has to be a wife. That's not also to you. A regular bas yisrael. When you're manas, a regular Jewish girl, then there's a mitzvah. You have to marry her. But if she's a mamzeris, if she's a chayv elavin to you, then you're not allowed to marry her. I will see in the Gemara later on why the chur we should say essay is nechalais asay. Since I chadush from the Mishnah, the dinim, whether you're ma'anis the girl, you force her, or whether you're mafati, you talk her into it. So the Gemara now, tsar demai, it says the chidush in the Mishnah, when you force her, you have to pay her for the pain that you gave her. For the Gemara, tsar demai, what kind of pain is it over here? So Amar Avud Shmuel wanted to say, Shmuel's father, that tsar, the pain, shechofta agabi karka. That most probably when you forced her, you had to throw her down on the ground. So when you threw her down, you gave her pain, that's the tsar you have to pay her. His avimina is not the tsar for the actual bia itself, when you actually live with her. And Toi says, the Havimina Vaistois is because at that time, maybe she doesn't have so much pain, because at that time she has enjoyment from the actual znus, but the pain is rather after the Bia. So the Havimina is your potter from Tres Atzar. So Havimina is the Tzar, the pain you have to pay for, is the fact you threw her down on the ground. So Maskevlar, Rabzer, you have to cash, Elo Miyat is so. Chov to Agabi Shiroyim, Hochinami the potter. In a case with a man that's manas forces his girl, throws it down, let's say on a mattress. He throws it down on clothing that she doesn't hurt herself. You want to tell me he's potter from Tsar? Pasha the Mishnah's mashram, at all times you have to pay at the Tsar. The Chitayim, maybe you'll tell me, Hochinami, it's Saka true, that when you throw it down on clothing, on a mattress, you're potter. For a Tanya, we learned like this. Rabbi Shimon ben Yudu Aimer, Mishum Rabbi Shimon, that Oynes, Einu Mashalom as a Tsar. As Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda argues in our Mishnah, and he holds that when you manas the girl, you do not have to pay for the tsar. Why not? He says in Svara, Mifnei she soifoi litztoya tachas bailam. Because anyway, you're going to have to marry her, she's going to get married, and anyway, if I says the first time she lives with a man, she's going to have pain. So since this pain is going to happen to her later on in life anyway, so it happened to her now, it's not called really tsar that you have to pay for. That's what Shimon Svara. But our koponim, you see, what's the type of a pain you have to pay for by noinus? It's not for the fact you threw her down on the ground. Because, tell us about it, we'll soon see. Omruloi, the chom say back to Abshimin, ain't a daima, no, it's not daima. Nivellus bioinus, le nivellus barotzen. It's not daima where a person lives with her by force, or that they do it barotzen by will. In other words, they hold when the husband is going to live with her, it's going to be done barotzen when she wants to, it's much easier. But in the case when it's done by force, then she has a lot of pain. But the question is, here we see that the tsar, the pain you have to pay for, is not for the fact you're throwing it down on the ground. Because the husband doesn't throw his wife down on the ground. So why do you have to come on to a new svara, mivnei she'soifoi lehitztayer tachas bailo? If Shimon says, you're put in a pain of kenas, because this pain she's going to have anyway later on when she gets married. Why? If the pain you're paying for is the pain that this man threw it down on the ground, so a husband doesn't do that. So, Lamayit Sarai, that's not the pain we're talking about here. We're talking about the pain of the beer itself we're talking about now. The Bishat Yimanasa, the first time you live with her, you give her pain. So in that, Reb Shimon says, you're potter from paying her for that pain. Because that pain she's going to have anyway the first time she lives with her husband. But since there's a pain she's going to have anyway later on, if you gave it to her now, that's not called pain you have to pay for. The Chum say no, you do have to pay. Like our Mishnah, you do have to pay for that pain, because it's not daima where your husband lives with you barotzen willingly. It's not so painful. But here the man is bimanas or forcing her, it's much more painful, therefore you have to pay for the pain. So we see a koponim of the pain you're paying for is not for the fact he's throwing you down, but it's mashma for the actual be itself. So Moshe Zeh Nechnami, Elu Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abavua, Tzar Shel Pisa Karaglayin, Nechnami, the Tzar you have to pay if you're minus, if you're forcer, is the fact you spread apart her legs. In other words, the bia, the actual going into her, it gives her a lot of pain, that's what you have to pay for. The Chayin Waim of the Pesach also says in Yecheskel, V'atafaski Es Raglecho, like I spread out your legs, L'choloi V'rever Pesboi. So the Lashon of spreading out your legs, that's painful. Fred Gemari Hachi if soy mefutanami, even when you're mefuta, when you talk her into it, of it still the actual bia mestama still hurts her. So why don't you have to pay for it also? And the Mishnah's mashma, there's no tsar by mefuta. The Mishnah says you only have to pay for the pain when you manas her, when you force her. But now when you talk her into it. So if the pain is the first bia, even mefuta should also be. So Gemari says Amar Rav Nachman Amar Rav Abavua. You know what it's like in a case where the girl agrees and lets you live with her. It's a moshul, an example like a man tells his friend, listen, I want you to rip my clothing, and I'll pati you. Even though usually if you rip my shirt, you're a mazik, you have to pay me money, you rip my shirt. But over here, if the person gives you permission, and I tell you, I want you to rip my shirt, and I won't charge you for it, you potter, you take a potter. So mefuter also, when she agrees and tells the man, okay, like you can live with me, so even though he's giving her pain, but she says, for that pain you don't have to pay me, she's like, meichel the pain. Fred Gemara Shali, does the money of the tsar like go to herself? L'chura di'avu aninu. We're talking about she's still a Nara over here. If she's still a Nara, the Lacha is all the money that goes to a Nara goes to the father. So L'chura, the father is the one that gets the tsar. Like Rashi says, di'avuahu. Do'kol shvach ni'urim ya'afinu l'kamon li'aviyah. Any money that a Nara gets goes to the father. If so, v'heichi yechad limchel, how could she be meichel the money that the father has the right to get? Since the father has the right to get the money, how could she be meichel it? Se'elo amar Rav Nachman or Rav Abavua. Tikra sheben oimeris, the smart ladies like tell us that mefur te'en lo tsar. No, the final terrence is not true. That when a girl agrees to live with you, when you talk her into it, and she agrees, b'shas b'yeh, she doesn't have any pain. She enjoys it, and she doesn't have any pain. That's why the Mishnah says by mefuta yepoter. There's no pain at all. Like we know, the first time you live with your wife, also she has pain. Even though it's done beratzen, so you see, even though it's done willingly, still she has pain the first time. So Rabbi said, like my mother told me, so, yeah, our stepmother told him, because Abaye's parents died when he was young, that kamaya chamim yareisha dekarcha. It's like putting hot water on a bald head. In other words, even though it hurts for a second, it's not called real pain. You like it, you enjoy it. So the enjoyment is greater than the pain, therefore that's not called tsar. So true, it's a little bit painful, but she enjoys the beer, so therefore there's no chiyuv tsar. But the Rav says that Amru li bas Rav Chisda, that the daughter of Rav Chisda told me it's like this. Ki rivda de kesulta. Rivda means like the kesulta is like the surgeon's knife when he pricks you. When he puts it into the body, he'll give you a needle-like, so that first little prick hurts a little bit. But it's not that bad though, the pain goes away. Here also, the tsar, it's not so bad. Rashi says rivda means nicker, like when you're cutting out. Kesulta, Rashi says, kli umein makis, like the surgeon's knife. So kids, it's only a very small pain the first second that it goes away. Rav Papa Roma Omruli Bas Abba Surah, that the daughter of Abba Surah told me, Ki Nahama Akusha, it's like hard bread, Bechincha in your throat. In other words, it's a little bit painful, not that bad. Therefore, with this type of a pain, you don't have to pay, because the enjoyment she has from it is greater than the pain, so that takes away the pain. That's why by Mefuta, even though she can't be meichel the money because the money goes to her father, but we say, b'chlal, it's not called you gave her pain. Mefut, you talked her into it, there's no pain involved. Now the Mishnah says, ha'aynes naisen miyad. In the case where you force the girl, you live with her, you have to pay the knas right away, the 50 shkolim. Even though there's a mitzvah you're supposed to marry her, and even if you do marry her, still you have to pay the knas right away. When you talk the girl into it, then the din is you only have to pay if you don't marry her. But if you marry her, you don't have to pay her. So the Mishnah says, when you give her a get, like Ishtahi, is she your wife right now? You didn't marry her yet. She's not your wife, so what's the Lashon in the Mishnah? When you get rid of her, then you have to pay her. Amar Abaye, Abaye says like this, Eimah should say like this, this is what it really means. That means when you're mafata, when you talk the girl into it. So the Torah says, is the mitzvah, you should marry her. But if you don't want to marry her, you don't have to. When you don't marry her, then you have to pay a kenas. If you do marry her, you don't have to pay a kenas. Tani Nami Yochim, we learned like this also. That Afa Pi Shomri, even though it was said, Hamafate Noisein, Likashelo Yichnois, Hamafate, when you talk a girl into it, you have to pay the kenas only when you don't marry her. But you should have, that's the lashon of Likashelo Yichnos. If you don't marry her, then you have to pay. But Boishas the Pagam Noisem Yam, that by a Mafate, you have to pay for the embarrassment, and for the Pagam, how much less she's worth, that you have to pay Miyad right away. Even though you marry her, still you have to pay this to the father. Now, v'yechad o'ines, v'yechad ha'mafata. Whether you force the girl or whether you talk her into it. Bein he, bein ovia, whether she or whether her father, yecholim lakav. They could stop the marriage. In other words, when you force the girl, there's a mitzvah, you have to marry her. You're not allowed to stop it. Even though she's ugly, she's a mukashkin, you have to marry her. But if she doesn't want to get married to you, she has the right lakav to stop it. And then the father could also stop the shidduch that I don't want it to go. Samar says, hey, why? Samar says, bishleim mefuta, bishleim, when you talk the girl into it. Ksiv, the pasuk says, imoyin yimoyin aviyah. If the father does not want her to get married, you're not supposed to get married. So in Yellow Via, we only see from here that the father has a right to stop it. He atzma minayin. How do we know that she could stop it? Talmud loyme yimoin says this double lashon of moin yimoin. The double lashon yimoin mean mashmi even she could also stop the marriage. Mikol makim, any way of stopping, they could stop it. So it's good why in mafuta she or him, she or the father could stop it. Elo einis mashenka bein einis. When you force her into, when you force her, bishleim ihi, we understand why she itself could stop. Ksiv the pasuk says for loisiya, that she should be married to you. So idashin midaita, like you should marry her only if she's willing. But if she's not willing, if she doesn't want to, then there's no mitzvah, you're not supposed to force her. Elo aviya minolan. How do we know that the father could stop the shidduch also? Where a man was ma'anis, his daughter, she's a nara and a b'sula, so the din of knas, and there's a mitzvah of loisi elishi, you're supposed to marry her. But if the father says no, you're supposed to listen to the father. How do we know this? Rabbi says like this. A svarish lo yei choyte nisker. There's a svar of the fact he's a choyte, he did the big aveir, he shouldn't gain on the deal. In other words, by a mafuta, when you only talk him into it, there the father could stop the shidduch. So now that the man did it, b'oynes, forced the girl, he should be better off to say that the father can't stop it. So that's why his svar to say that avada the father could also stop it when the man was manasa. Rava says, no, it's a kal v'choyme, not a kal v'choyme. Oma mefata, madach, when you talk the girl into it. Shloy over elo adasavia. The only thing you did wrong was you were over the father's will. Like avada, the father would not give you permission to live with his daughter. But the girl did. Still we say what vein he. Vein avia chelalakiv. By a mefata, she or a father. The other pasuk says in moyin yimoyin that they both have a right to stop it. If so, Rava says the kal v'choyme oinus. In a case where the man forced her. Sha'over al-dasa viyav yadas atzma. Where it did worse, he was over both of them. He did against her will, against the father's will. Le'kol shchein, isn't it for sure that the father could stop the shidduch? That's this halacha, that even by an oinus also the father could stop it. So now the Gemara explains why they both say different svaras. Rava l'yoma kabaya, Rava doesn't say like abaya, kivan the komashalim kenas, since he has to pay kenas, lav chayta niskehu. That's abaya svara, not like, I mean, Rava doesn't like Abaye Svara, that since the man has to pay Knas, he's not gaining on the deal. So even if the father can't stop it, that's not called his Zechayt Nisker. So it could be in Svara, maybe the father can't stop it. That's why Rava needs a new Svara, it's a Kal V'Chayma, that by Mefata, yes, Einis for sure. And Abaye L'Yama Karava, why? Mefata the Ihu Motzi Makiv. There's a big difference. By a mafata, where the man just talks her into it, then there's not a chiv upon the man to marry her. If the man doesn't want to, he doesn't have to. So there I'll tell you, since the ihu, the man himself that lived with her, motzi makiv, he could stop, or vionami motzi makiv. That's why the father could also stop the shidduch. But in this, in the case where the man forced the girl, the ihu loy motzi makiv, then the man can't stop the shidduch. The Torah says, v'loy sili, she has to marry her. He's not allowed to, like, give her a get even. So maybe a vionami loy motzi makiv. Maybe you are then the father also can't stop. That's why Abai has to say a different svara from lo yechot nisker. But Rabbi holds he can't learn it out from Mefata. Mefata, the father could stop because the Baal, this man, could also stop. But Ba'inis, where the man that was ma'anis or forced him, can't stop, he has to marry him, maybe the father also can't stop the shidduch. So therefore Abai needed his new svara lo yechot nisker. But this time Yiddich wrote another price like this. Afal pi shomru, even though it was said, that oynis noisin miyad, that where you're ma'anis the girl, you have to pay a knas right away. Even if you marry her, still you have to pay a knas. But let's say you married her, nakisha yaitse, who? Let's say when you give her a get, you're not allowed to give her a get. In the case where she wants to get, she can't take you, she says she wants a get. She's supposed to give her a get. Ein la'ol of klum, she doesn't get a ksubra anymore. That's all we say. In other words, she was married, and now that she got a get, she doesn't get a ksuba. We'll have to see why not. Mar says, Ein lo olav klum, yeah. Kishi yaitse. For the Gemara, kishi yaitse, when he gives her a get, mi motzi mafik lo. Is he allowed to give her a get? The Torah says, lo yuchu l'shalcha. You're not allowed to give her a get. Same, I say like this better. Kishi yaitse, when she wants to go away, when she wants to get, So it's not worse that just at the beginning she could say, I don't want to get married to you. Later on, she could also say, I don't want to stay married to you. So she has a right to say, give me a get. So in the case when she asks for a get, so this bride holds, ain la'ol of kulum. She does not get any ksuba. What about mate? Let's say the husband dies. Is same thing. Yotza kesav kenasa b'ksubasa. She does not get a ksuba. So Svarta said that the kenas that the husband had to pay her before, the chamishim kesav that you had to pay before, that kenas, that's what is in the place of the ksuba. That's what the first tana holds. So therefore she doesn't get a ksuba because she got the kenas already. She got the 50 shkolim. Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Weiman, no, yesh la ksuba mona. No, you know she deserves a ksuba of a mona. Like a maisa, since you're manasa, she's not a psula anymore, she's a bula. When you marry a bula, the ksuba is $100. So a lady, you give her a get, or the husband dies, she has a right to collect $100 for the ksuba. So Mura says, well, my kemiflik, what's the machlekes here? If an anusa deserves a ksuba or not, rabbonin, sav the rabbonin hold, time might kin rabbonin ksuba. What's the reason the rabbonin will masak in ksuba? And befrat here by a bula, where the ksuba is only with the rabbonin, is kadesh, loy teikala bien of loy tsiyoy. Those swear what the rabbonin will masak in ksuba is, because we don't want it easy for a man to give his wife a get. So therefore we masak in that if you do give her a get, you have to pay her a big ksuba. So it won't be so easy to give her a get. But for her, in this case over here, where you were my honestest girl, and now the Torah gives you a mitzvah sesay to marry her, and you have to stay married to her, you're not allowed to give her a get anyway. For all the law, this man can't give his wife a get anyway. So therefore there's no svar, he has to give her a ksuba. So therefore in the case that he dies, or else she asks for the get, she doesn't get a ksuba. Because the only reason why there's a tachon of a ksuba, the husband shouldn't give her a get. But here the husband can't give her a get anyway. There's a mitzvah of l'yuchel l'shalcha. Therefore, there's no ksuba. For Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Yehuda, Savano, Honami, Mitzayu, Lo, Adiyom, Rehi, Le'bina, L'cha. There's also the svara here that if the husband knows that he can give her a get without a ksuba, he's not allowed to give her a get. So what he'll do is he'll make her a bit of life for her. He'll give her a lot of tzar, a lot of pain, until finally she's going to want a get. And when she wants a get, he's allowed to give her a get. So if the din is he doesn't have to pay her a ksuba, we're afraid they'll do this. So therefore we don't want the husband to cause the get to take place. Therefore the svar, even in this case, when you minus the girl and you have to marry her, still there are born with a masakin ksuba. Still you have to pay her $100. Therefore the husband will not give a lot of pain to his wife to make her want to get a get. But then the Mishnah says, Oinis shoysa batitzoi. Again, where you're ma'anis, where you force the girl, then you have to drink from the same cup, which the Mishnah explains means, you have to marry her. Even though she's a mukha shkin, she's full of boils, she's a suma, a blind girl, you still have to marry her. Omalei rovim mipazak yilu ravashi. Michti, let's see. Migmag mirim adodi. We learned out before the fact you have to pay chamishim shkolim, one from the other. We learned that hilchas mefater from hilchas oinis, one from the other. So Rav Gemara Laho Milsa Nami Ligma Meadodi. Let's learn out here also. So Rashi says she mafate noisa korchoy. Then in the case where you talk the girl into it, you should also have to pay ba korchoy. Or if I get noisy, she have to marry you ba korchoy. Like what do we say when you talk her into it mafate? Then you have your choice if you want to. Yes, if you don't want, you don't have to marry her. Why? Let's learn out the pasha of mafate from the pasha of anusa. And just like by Anusa, the man has to marry her, maybe by Mefater also. So Maranistic Mar answers, no, Amakra, the Pesach says clearly, Moher Yimarenu Loi Liisha. It says by Mefater only if the man Mashma wants to marry her. With Ashen Loi to him means Midaitoi. Only if he wants to marry her, then he's supposed to marry her. But if he doesn't want to marry her, we don't do it by Koch. Then the Mishnah explains, Keshet Shoysa Batitsa, what does that mean? No matter how ugly and how bad she is, still you have to marry her. Except only if, let's say, she's a chayvi lavin to you, or else she's a saita, then you don't have to marry her. So I'm a Rav Kana, that I'm Rizal Shemaita came with Rav Zid Menadoi. I said this over in front of Rav Zid Menadoi, that the question is, why, if your man is a mamzeris, she's a chayvi lavin, do we say, now let her marry her? Nay say essay, velitzki lois essay. Why don't we say the Torah gives you a mitzvah essay from veloi sil isha? If you're a man is the girl, now there's a mitzvah essay for you to marry her. What's stopping you from marrying mamzeris? That there's a chayv elavin? So usually we say essay, why isn't it mutz if you to marry her? So Amalei answered back, Heichi Yamrinun. Nasi Esi Vinit Chaloisa say, when do I say the Esi is Dechaloisa say, to go in Mila Betzaras? In a case where a person has a kid on his Olo, there's a Negatzaras. Even though there's a Lav HaTorah, you're not allowed to cut off the Negatzaras of on your body. But if it's on the Mokam Amila, that there's a Mitzvah Esi to cut off the Olo, you're allowed to cut it off even though there's a Tzaras on it. Even though you're being over the Lav, but we say Esi Dechaloisa say. Why? The loyeshele kiyum el yesei. There's no other way to do the yesei unless you cut off the saras. Like the yesei has to be done. So then we say, so they're going to say, Abel hocha, but over here, when you talk the girl into it, true, there's a mitzvah for you to marry her, but this mitzvah does not have to take place. I amrit, the loy binon, let's say she says she doesn't want to get married to him. Mi yisil yesei klal, is there an yesei at all? In other words, it's not at all cases that we have this esther that he has to marry her. So Rashi learns the pshat is, Me'isel yese klal means, Hashtonami malam denoisa loy merenoisa. We tell the girl, say you don't want to marry her. Don't want to marry him. Since when she says she doesn't want to get married, there's no mitzvah at all, and my shame came to marry the mamzeris is a loisa say. So this type of an essay, we do not say yesod echoloisa say. It's a shvacher essay like. It's not just a strong essay. The essay doesn't always take place. In a case where the girl says she doesn't want to get married to him, there's no essay for him to marry her. So therefore, since the essay doesn't have to take place, and it's possible at all times to talk the girl into it not to marry him, so therefore it's a shvacher essay. Therefore also, like Rashi says, we talk her into not getting married, and such an essay we do not say essay is doicha oloisa say. So the Mishnah, Yisoyma shenes arsov in isgasha. A girl that was Yisoyma means she doesn't have a father. Shenes arsov that she had erisin, fin isgasha, and then she got married, then she got a get. Is Reb Lezer Oymer, Reb Lezer says, Ho'oynes chayiv. You should know Ho'oynes is chayiv. Ho'oynes chayiv. Ta'mefate potter. In the case of mefate, you take a potter. Lezer's what Ho'oynes, when you force her into it, you chayiv to pay a kenas. But I'm a fata, when you force her, you have to pay kenas. But I'm a fata, if you just talk her into it, you're potter for paying kenas. Because since she's Yisoyma, she doesn't have a father, the money goes to her. Since the money goes to her, then the svar is, if you talked her into it and she agreed, it's called she's meichel the money. Therefore, you don't have to pay the kenas. But when you force her, then you have to pay her the kenas.
Yeah, so more says like this. Omer Rabba Bar Bachono, Omer Rabbi Yechanan. Rebbe Lozo, that's how Mishnah says, Rebbe Lozo holds Oynis is Chayiv, that you have to pay a Knas, is Vishitas Rebbe Akiva Rabbi Yomroi. He's going according to Rabbi Akiva. So we had before the Omar that says, Yeshla Knas, even though the girl was once married, she was Narusa, and she received a get, still she receives Knas. Not like the other man we had before that says, the Apostle says, Asher lo yerosa. So the other Matan Karma there said that she's potter from Kenas. She doesn't get Kenas. We hold no like Rabbi Kiva, that even though she was Narusa and she received the get, still she gets Kenas. And our Mishnah holds, like Rabbi Kiva said before, like the Mishnah before, O Kenasa liyatzma, that the Kenas goes to her. So now Mimai, what's the proof? It says like this. Mi diktoni, since it says now Mishnah Yisoyma, in the case which she doesn't have a father. Reb Lezer, Oymer, Oynes, Chayiv, Mafata, Potter. For the Gemara, Yisoyma, Pshita. By regular Yisoyma, that's Pshita, that's Talocha. In the case where a girl doesn't have a father now, so the Talocha is, if Yamanis, Havadi, you have to pay her the Kenas. Since there's no father alive, the Kenas goes to her. But by Mafata, where you took her into it, like we had a swear before, she's Meichel, she gave you permission to do it. So you put her for paying a Kenas. So if the Mishnah only means the regular case of Yisoyma, she doesn't have a father, so Pshita. Like, why does the Mishnah have to go on and say, Shinasarasov and Isgasha, that she also was married and she received the get? What do we need that for? Yisoyim alone has this halacha. Elo, what the Mishnah means to teach us like this. Elo, hokamashmalon. The Mishnah means like this. The Naro, Shinasarasov and Isgasha. In the case where the girl is a regular Naro, even though she has a father. But she received Erisin. She was married. Vinisgasha, and she received the get. The halacha is now ki yisoyma, that she has the same halacha as if another girl with that doesn't have a father.
What does that mean? Ma yisoyma. Just like in the case when Yaman is a girl, a narab sula, that does not have a father. The halacha is liyatzma, that them shita, the kanas goes to her. Because the Torah already says, la via narab, when there's a father, the father takes it. Like we said before, the svar is, really the money should go to her. Just the father gets the schus of the daughter. But when there's no father, pshita, she gets it. Is af, that's what our Mishnah means to teach us. Af narash in a sarasa. The same thing in the case of a girl that was married. And she received a get, yishno liyatzma, that the kanaz goes to her, mamash like a bekiva shita before in the Mishnah, that since she received a kedushin and a get, she's not precious to Av anymore, the kanaz does not go to the father, but rather the kanaz goes to her. Yeah,